Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Welcome to Puppy Talk, episode number 98. I'm your host, Dale Buchanan, and today I want to discuss how to design a puppy training program. This is the same information I have in my book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. I'm going to go through this step by step. There are five main components that you want to include in your puppy training program. And it may surprise you what I'm going to say here. This information may be kind of surprising. A lot of people, when they contact me to train their puppy, their only focus is on potty training. They think that a puppy training program is potty training and nothing else. That is not correct. A complete puppy training program includes many components, and I'm going to discuss that in this episode. Number one, we do have potty training and crate training as one of the components. You definitely should begin potty training your puppy and getting them acclimated to the crate so that when you leave the house, they have a safe place to sleep and they're not going to get themselves into trouble. I've done other podcasts on using the crate to help potty train your puppy. Go back to that one. It was about 2 or 3 months ago and listen. It's a very good information on how to use the crate to help potty train your puppy. So the first component is potty training and crate training. The next component is basic obedience commands. You want to teach your puppy sit, down, stay, and come. Those are the foundational commands to teach every puppy, with a vocal command and also use a hand signal cue. When I train a puppy, I teach all four of these with vocal command and a hand signal. Also, you want to include impulse control, such as leave it, and teach the command drop it, so that when the puppy gets something in its mouth, they're going to listen to you and let it go. This is very important. Optional commands can include the place command, bed command, wait, things like that are very good to teach your puppy. Listen to the podcast I did recently, commands that I don't use, which is no, stop, and off. Those are not included in a basic puppy obedience training program. The third component that you want to include is behavior training. This is for minor behavior problems, such as play biting, jumping, barking, and chewing. This is not for serious puppy behavior problems such as fear, anxiety, stress, or aggression. That's going to need behavior modification, and that typically is not part of a basic puppy training program. In review, behavior training for puppies should automatically include play biting, jumping, barking, and chewing. And most of that is handled by management, not actually training. So we set the puppy up for success. We don't allow them access to a variety of things that they're going to easily make bad decisions on and make mistakes. Through management, we set the puppy up for success. That's very important. The fourth component is leash manners and loose leash walking. We want the puppy to walk on a loose leash near you. Doesn't have to be directly next to you for a puppy. It can be a little in front, a little behind. Doesn't really matter. We're not teaching the heel command. We're not teaching them to be so strict like a canine dog. We just want them to enjoy walking and learn that it's part of socialization. It's getting out into the community, getting out of the house, getting out of the yard. This is very important for a puppy. So we teach loose leash walking. I wrote a book on this topic, Leash Training Your Puppy. It includes the loose leash walking technique in great detail and how to get your puppy to walk on a loose leash and behave without reacting to stimulus, such as other dogs, people, sights, sounds, and start barking and pulling on the leash and going crazy. We want to prevent all of that. That's why I call it leash manners. And the final thing that you want to include in a puppy training program is socialization skills. The puppy has to learn to get desensitized to a variety of sights, sounds, people, other dogs. They have to go for rides in the car. They have to go to stores and get acclimated to all different types of noises and shopping carts and forklifts and pallet jacks and little kids running up to them and so on and so forth. Puppies should be able to easily adapt to any situation socially, and then you take them outside to a coffee shop and you sit down and they lay under the table and they don't cause a fuss. This is a great social skill for every single puppy and every dog. Earlier in this podcast, I said a lot of people contact me and they only focus on potty training. But notice how potty training is only about 10% of a complete puppy training program. We've got potty training, crate training, basic commands, behavior training, leash manners, loose leash walking, socialization skills. If your potty training isn't going perfect, don't worry about it. Focus on all of these other things. And eventually, over time, everything will come together. You can't take a child, put them in elementary school, and tell the teacher you only want them to learn math. Well, they have to learn math, reading, writing, English, social studies, history, geography, science, all of these great things. Having a kid learn just one thing doesn't really make them a well-rounded kid. And it's the same with puppies. For the new puppy owner to focus only on one thing, such as potty training, it takes away from the puppy learning everything that they need to be a well-rounded, happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. I hope this information was helpful to you. If you have any questions, you can contact me through the website, puppytalkpodcast.com. Have a great day. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.